All right, so we're down to our last set of rules for Gevia, and that's the Seder HaGevia. So we learned that Rav Huna says a kesef einetav. Rav Huna says that the Seder Gevia for Nizikin, for a Nizik, is first choice kesef einetav, and second choice metalkin. So Rav Huna says something that's mustaber to all of us, that metaltalim is the last choice for paying. Pashtus, he's arguing with the Gemara on Dav Zayin Amud Beis, which said that kol midi, kol metaltalim is meitafu, and that Gemara strongly implied that you can give anybody metaltalim. Any nizik could get metaltalim. Tosis brings a machlokes the Rif and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rif paskins like the Sugya and Zayin Amud Beis, like Rav Papa. The Rif paskins, that's the way Shulchan Aruch paskins, that you're allowed to pay a nizik metaltalim. You can give him whatever you want. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. The Rabbeinu Tam paskins like our Gemara, like Rav Huna. The Rosh is Mesupik, why Rabbeinu Tam paskins like our Gemara. He's Mesupik if Rabbeinu Tam holds that the two Gemaras argue and he's just paskins like Rav Huna. Or maybe Rabbeinu Tam held that the two Sugyas don't argue. Not a machlokes the two Sugyas. It could be Miashit them. But be that as it may, the Rosh paskins, the Rabbeinu Tam paskins, that Metaltalim is last choice. But in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Rif. However, Rabbeinu Tam says Yesh Gimel Dinim, and the other two Dinim of Rabbeinu Tam we do paskin like. So Taisus and Taisus Dibra Maslo Rav Huna, he says towards the end of the narrow lines, Yesh Gimel Dinim ben Nizikim. Yesh Gimel Dinim. We have three rules. By Nizikim, by a Nizik, I kesef emetav. Vilas Leafilasub. By a Nizik, first choice is kesef emetav, and if not, you give metaltalim. So that's where he's arguing with the Rif. Then he says, "Bal chayv I islay zuzay leimatzu lasalkay ella bezuzay." So here he says, "By a bal chayv, if you owe someone money, you must give him cash. If you have cash, you must give him cash. You can't give him other things." And the same thing, like keash and nimsa mekay mekach tos kamay kain dinay. So here he's saying that if you have a mekatos or a palchayv, you must give cash. As long as you have cash, you have no choice. The only thing you can give is cash. That's in that nekuda, the Rif is not arguing Rabbeinu Tam that a palchayv who is entitled to cash, you have to give cash to. So frek de gra, this is saisa the previous taisus. The previous taisus. Taisus said, at the end of Taisus, in Taima Leimalei Shkol Ara Bezuzach. What's the case there? The other case is, someone owes money because he bought a karka. Reuven sold the karka to Shimon. Shimon has the karka. So Shimon now yatsu all of Ayurim. Shimon wants to get rid of his karka. Ayurim are coming. Shimon's not happy about it. So Shimon is stuck. Mishihichzik b'ayin yachal azabai. The Gemara says he's stuck with it. So Fractisus, what's stuck? Let him just give back the karka as payment. He owes him money for the karka. Let him just return the karka, and then it's a chayv. Let him return the karka, and then he's off the hook. That's Taisus kasha. So Zakta Gra, what kind of kasha is that? You can't pay karka if you have kesef. What takes his cash? You give back the karka. You owe him money. You bought karka for him. You owe him money. So what takes his cash? You give back the karka. You have to pay cash. This is his cash. So I'd like to share with you the Birchas Avraham's Teretz, because his Teretz is the side of the Gemara. Just before that, I have to tell you that Pnei Yeshua says a different teretz. Pnei Yeshua says a simpler teretz. Pnei Yeshua says, and I have to understand the svara to it, but Pnei Yeshua says that the halacha that you have to give a Baal Chayiv dafka kesef, that you have to give a Baal Chayiv only kesef, the mokin hefsid, you're allowed to give him something else. You're allowed to give him a karka. If it's a hefsid for you to give him kesef, you're allowed to give him karka. He says it's a gemara in a different masechta. And he says it's a mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kof Aleph. I looked, I didn't see it. But he says that by mokin hefsid, you're allowed to give karka. So the Meila, this Tosis is talking, it's mokin hefsid, yotz all of Irim. Mokin hefsid, so mokin hefsid, you're allowed to give karka. That's the patient was teretz. So, all right, it's important teretz to know. I can't imagine too many cases of a mokin hefsid, but, all right. But the Birchas Avraham goes through the sugya well, and with that he answers the kashya. He starts to understand by understanding the ikadim. Why? What's the reason a Baal Chayiv could only give cash? What's the reason? Why is it? If I owe somebody money, I only can give him cash. I can't give him anything else. Why should it be any different than a nizik? If I owe nizik money, I can give him anything. I can karka and give him a tapu. Why should a Baal Chayiv be different that I can only give a Baal Chayiv cash?
Because he gave you cash.
Because he gave me cash. The Sma says that lashon. That since he gave me cash, so therefore I give him cash. Is there a svara to that? What's a svara? He gave me cash, therefore I have to give him cash. What? That's what he wants back. So it's understood, I guess it's understood as kilo hisnu, that whatever he gave me, that's what he's getting back. What's a chayv? A chayv is I give back whatever I got. That's one way to understand. Second way to understand is that it's not the vart that he gave me cash. I'm giving him cash. The vart is everybody wants cash. Cash is always the easiest thing to deal with. It's easier to deal with cash than with merchandise. Buy a nizik, he has no choice. Right? We didn't enter into an agreement. It's a nizik. But any time I'm in an agreement with somebody, the payment is always understood to be cash because people understand that's the stam das of people. There's always to do things for cash. Stam azai, if you, any deal that you do, stam azai, you make them to pay, you're paying cash. That's the way people talk, that's the way people behave. Stam azai, it's always cash. So again, there are two ways to understand. Either because I give back what I got, or cash, every agreement is understood to mean cash. What's the nafkamina of the two ways? Probably a nafkamina. What?
You didn't lend
the
money.
If I didn't lend the money. So why do I owe him, why does he owe me money? What? I'm a chai for different reasons. Well, for example, a mekatos. I was telling you also, one second. There would be two nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be, let's say, to mekatos. Let's say someone gave me cash to buy something. It's a mekatos. He's returning it to the store. He's giving it back to the store. So if we say, whatever you gave, when you give something, you're entitled to get it back. So then he gave cash. It was a mekatos. He should get cash back. Right? He gave cash. He should get cash back. If we go with the second mahalach, that they have an agreement. An agreement means cash. Here they have no agreement. I went into the store and I bought milk. I didn't make an agreement what happens if the milk is sour. We didn't speak out any agreements. Like a nizik. I'm like a nizik. I got milk and the milk is damaged. It's, I have a tain on you. So a nafkamina between the two reasons, mahalchim, would be in a case where I'm returning my milk to the store, I'm returning the mekatos to the store. If you look at it the smaz way, that whatever I got, I should get back. So here, I gave him money for the milk, I'm returning it, I should get milk back. If you learn that the reason is because we have an agreement, and every agreement is cash. By mekach tos, there is no agreement. If I buy milk and it's sour, it's more similar to a nizik. I didn't make an agreement with you. So if so, I should be able to, the store should be able to tell me, I'm not giving you cash, I'll give you a different container of milk. I'll give you something else in the store. That's what should come out, a nafkamina between the two, between the ham to mahalchim, whether a store can give me other merchandise, but more from this merchandise. How does Rabbeinu Tam hold by mekach tos? How does he hold by mekach tos? He says beferish in the first wide line that by mekach tos you get cash back. Right, the first wide line of Tosfos. Lekash nimsa mekhay mekach tos kemay kein dinay. Right, and he says it. Rabbeinu Tam says if you have a mekach tos, you're entitled to cash back. So to Raya, Rabbeinu Tam holds like which mahalach, like the Sma. Rabbeinu Tam says that when there's a mekach tos, you do get cash back. So it's a Raya that Rabbeinu Tam holds the first mahalach, that whatever you got, that's what you should get back. There's a second nafkamina, the two mahalachim. So one nafkamina is a mekach tos. Second nafkamina is if I buy something on credit. Let's say I buy something on credit. It's not a mekach tos. I go in and I buy whatever. I buy a car on credit, and I have to come in the next day and pay. Could I come in the next day and give shava kesef? Can I give shava kesef? I bought a car. Now I want to pay. So I come in the next day and I deliver to him, like I say, a truckload of matches or whatever metalcon. Am I allowed to do that? So vaitich l'chayr, it should depend on the two mahalchim. If you hold like the Sma, what did the Sma say? Normally I could pay shava kesef. If I got cash, I have to give back cash. That was the Sma svara. If you got cash, you give back cash. If that's the svara, then if I got metaltalim, I don't have to give cash. I could give shava kesef. No? No? Isn't that what this, if you go with the Sma nahalach, if I borrow money, why do I have to pay dafka money? Because I got money, I have to give back money. So if I got merchandise, I can give back merchandise. As long as it has the value. Like the Sma, I should be allowed to give back merchandise. According to the second reason, that a Stam agreement is for cash, so then I should have to give back cash. Because we had an agreement. If I bought a car, I have to pay. Stam agreement is cash. So it comes out a second nafkamina between the two reasons. If it's because what I got, I have to give back. So when I buy on credit, it should be like this and isn't. If it's because stam agreements are for cash, then here also stam agreement is for cash.
What did you make up when you bought on credit in the first place?
I didn't make up anything. We made up a price. I didn't say I'm going to pay with cash or with merchandise or with character. I looked at the tag, the price tag, and I bought it. And now I owe money.
You owe money.
So if I'm mazik someone, I also owe money. But I could pay him with anything. Right, if I'm mazik someone, I also owe money. I could pay him with anything. Because that's the cost of Rabbi Shlomo Kesef.
What makes something an agreement? They discussed it beforehand.
No, agreement here means stoma. Because if you say the fairish, whatever you say is binding. Kol tenai shomam kayim. The mahalach that it's an agreement is a mahalach that stoma, that's what people mean.
But by nizik you don't have a chance to have it.
What? By nizik you don't have it, that's for sure. Otherwise the shah wouldn't be an emes of shah. Because by nizik we know you can give. That's why you have to give shah kes. So Birchas Avraham says that Tosfos Kasha Lefi Zeh is answered. Because Tosfos was talking in a case of buying karka b'hakafa, buying karka on credit. Why do you owe the money? You bought karka, you didn't pay yet. Mishihizit ba any achalazabai. You have already got a chazak in the karka, you can't have charata. You want to have charata, they're iron. So Tay says, give back the karka. The gross said, how can you give karka? You have to give cash. Teretz says, Rabbeinu Tam holds like the sma. He says, giving for the karka. He got karka, he has to pay for the karka. Right? Once he has the bar, you can't have charata. So Taisa says, you can't have charata, but still give back the karka itself as payment. So the Gross said, you can't give karka as payment, you have to give cash. Teretz is, no. When did Rabbeinu Tam say you have to give cash? If you got cash, you have to give back cash. That's the Sma Svara. Whatever I got, I have to give back. But if I buy something, when I buy something, I can give anything. Because I didn't get cash that I should have to give back cash. I got something else, I can give back something else. So if he's there, it's very geschmack, answered, Rabbeinu Tam holds, when do you have to give back cash? Only when it's giving back cash that was originally given. Either a loan or a metatos. When you buy something on credit, you can pay anything you want. Because it's not pshat, I got cash, I'm giving cash. I bought merchandise on credit, so I can pay back with merchandise. So it's a very geschmacka teretz on Rabbeinu Tam Shita.
Does Mekar
Tos after you pay Kesef? And Tosis says, Mekar Tos, according to this, it's after when you pay Kesef. After when you pay Kesef. Now, it's a very nice teretz. La halacha, though, you should know that the Gra is right. La halacha, we paskin, I shouldn't say we, the Sma. The Sma paskins both reasons. The Sma says that if you got cash, you have to give back cash. The Sma also says that if you buy on credit, stoma, it's as if you made up to pay cash. So, ledina, the Gra is right. At least, the Sma holds that the Gra is right. That both reasons are true. But to answer Rabbeinu Tam, this is a mahalas to answer Rabbeinu Tam. How can Rabbeinu Tam hold that for in the previous places that you're allowed to pay Shavah Kesef? So it is in that case you're allowed to pay, you're permitted to pay Shavah Kesef. I was curious if this idea is emes in the other Paiskim. I looked around, I found a Mechudishnik in Nesivis. Nesivis is in Kesivim Kuv Zayin, it's a cut now. Nesivis says, it's a cut in Dalit. Nesivis says that if you borrow cash from someone, you pay him cash, that everyone says. Nesivis says that Minat Torah, Minadin, it says Midin Torah. If you borrow apples, you have to give back apples. If you borrow oranges, you have to give back oranges. Stoma, I'm talking about if you make up, whatever you make up is good. But one second, he said the din Torah is up the Sma, it's up the Sivis. The din Torah is whatever you borrowed, you give back. You borrowed eggs, you give back eggs. The din Torah is that whatever you borrowed, you have to give back. And it makes sense that what? That Stam Das of a person is that way. Yeah. So he says, Mamish, like the Sma, that whatever you borrow, you have to give back. Sma says it by cash, he says it by everything. And he brings a raya from Saw to Saw, from Ribbis. The Gemara says in Ezei Neshech that if you borrow a dozen eggs from someone, when if you borrow a dozen eggs from someone, when the dozen eggs are worth a dollar, and when you give it back, they're worth $1.10, it's also to return a dozen eggs. That's Ribbis. You borrowed a dozen eggs, you give me back a dozen eggs. That's Ribbis. Why? Because what you borrowed was worth a dollar, and when you gave back, it was worth $1.10. We discussed once, all the way in the beginning of the Sugya, that all mammonis, the value was always set at cash. There has to be a kesef. There has to be something that's kesef. Value is not set at a dozen eggs. Value is set by its value. When you borrow a dozen eggs that are worth a dollar, you have to give. When you give back a dozen eggs that are worth $1.10, that's also altruism. Only give back a dollar's worth of eggs. That din is a din to Rabbanim. Sabasa is ribis to Rabbanim. The Sivis understands that min haTorah, you taka mechuyav to give back a dozen eggs. If you borrow a dozen eggs, min haTorah, you have to give back a dozen eggs. If you borrow 100 pounds of flour, you have to return 100 pounds of flour. The din Torah of all chayvais is whatever you got, you put back. Whatever was done is undone by paying back.
Not cash.
Dafka not. The Siva says that in Torah, a borrowing is whatever you got, that's what you give back. If it's a borrowing, I'm not talking about necessarily by buying. If you're buying, you pay cash. It could be. But by loans, the Siva says every loan in HaTorah is a hischaivus. If you didn't speak out anything, the hischaivus is to give back the thing that you took. That's the din Torah. Rabbanan made a gzeira of Sabasar, but that's what it is. So Rabbanan set it up that you pay cash. But this concept that everything a person pays is what he got by a loan, the Sivis go so vague to say that that's true min haTorah, even by merchandise. It's a much bigger chiddush than by kesef. The Ktzais disagrees. The Ktzais is Simon Kofalov, they're two different places. The Ktzais is in Simon Kuf Aleph, the end of 6 of Cut and Hay. He disagrees. He says it's not true. He says, even if you borrow merchandise, then a Torah you have to pay back. You pay back cash. Pay back cash, or even karka, then a Torah fills the virus. But it's not true that you have to pay back the thing that you borrow. That idea that then a Torah, whatever you borrow, that's what you have to pay back. So he says it's not emes. It's emes because it's by money, but it's not emes by shai devar. Al kaponim, what we do see is that this idea that whatever you borrow is what you pay is certainly a solid concept, and that's the smaz idea. That's the ikra din of chayvais, that you always have to pay back kesef, and that's not a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam in the Rif, that everybody would agree to, that you pay back kesef.
Kesef over the ivory back. First one is the ivory back. He has a rare thing.
If he sold it, he can't get it back. He lent it. No, well, there's a shayel and there's a malva. Somebody who's a shayel borrows something and gives it back. If you borrow my shovel, you have to return the shovel. It's my shovel. I'm just letting you use it. In English, the word borrow is used for both borrowing something you spend and something you use. In Lashon Kodesh, they're two different things. A shayel, somebody borrows my shovel, that's not a leiva. Is it ribbis to charge somebody if he borrows my shovel? That's serious. That's rental. You're allowed to charge someone. Someone borrows your shovel, you're allowed to charge him. Someone borrows your car, you're allowed to charge them for it. That's called renting, right? Something you get back, the thing that you're giving out, that's not in halva.
If he gives back the same dozen eggs, but the price went up.
Well, he borrowed the dozen eggs to use, or he borrowed the dozen eggs to show up.
No,
so then it's a halva. Halva, let's tell you. Halva is something that you give him to use. If he doesn't use it, doesn't change your day.
He still can give it back. He has the same dozen eggs.
Right. Gemara says that if you want to rent money, let's say somebody wants to look rich, he wants that money all over his house. So he goes to someone, he says, you know, give me $1,100 bills for the day. I want to impress somebody who's coming to my house. I want $100 all over the house. I'll give you back the same ones. So you're allowed to pay. It's not ridiculous. You're allowed to rent money. Gemara says one Amira set up a store where he rented money. But he was renting money even when it's spent. He said, why can't I rent money? I can rent a shovel. My shlomi mara. Why do I get a shovel? So Chazal told him, mara hodra bank. Shovel, you get back the end. Money, you don't get back the money you gave. If you're getting back the same money, that's not a problem. That's she'ila. She'ila, you're allowed to charge for. So you're allowed to charge for.
And the other person was mazik the money?
It depends if he's only getting permission to. Milva Leitzanin, it means you're giving him permission to spend it. You know, you can say whatever you want. The question is what you're really doing. You know, the person. People always say, they borrow ribbis, they always come, can we just say I'm giving him a present? I'm not giving him for the loan, I'm just giving him a present. So I tell people, you can say whatever you want, it doesn't matter what you say, it matters what you do. So just to say it. All right. So this is the site of Taisvis. It comes out from Taisvis, and I believe we're passing that way, that stores for Mekavtos must give back cash, unless they make it tonight a fairish, as we mentioned yesterday. And the last part of Taisvis is Payel. If you hire a worker or a worker, you must give cash. Even if you don't have cash, you have to sell your things yourself to pay the worker cash. That's Gimel Dinim. Nizik gets even metaltalin, Balchayv gets cash if you have cash, and a payel, even if you don't have cash, you have to sell things to get cash for a payel, those are the Gimel Dinim. Okay, there's one more Nakuda here before we start the next Gemara. Let me start from the easier point and we'll get to the more complicated. The Brisker Rav has a cler on Achrayis. When you sell cards of Achrayis, let's say I owe someone money and I sell you a karka. And I sell Bachrayas, I tell you, look, I owe him money, I don't know what's going to happen. If I have money to pay him, then the Mashiach will be a Mashiach. But maybe I won't have money to pay him. And he'll come and take it away from you, so I'm guaranteeing the loan. I'm selling a Bachrayas. And what happens is, at the end of the day, that the Balchayv goes and takes the karka from the Lekeach. It's a regular case of Bachrayas. And then the Leiva, of course, has to pay him back. The shaila is, what happens when he takes the karka? Let's say I sell someone karka in January, and the Bachayv comes and he takes it away from him in April. What happened? Is it a bittul of the original Mecca? Do we say, look, if I sell you karka, and someone takes it away, so when he takes it away, it's a bittul of the original sale. And the original sale was not a sale. I have to refund you the money that you paid for it. Or do we say no? The original sale was a sale. Now, there's a new asaibus. I sold you a karka in January, it was sold. When he took it away from you in April, I have a shtar of achrayis. Any shtar that mentions achrayis creates a new chiyus. So now I have a new chiyuv to reimburse you your loss. I guaranteed you your loss. You lost the karka. I have to reimburse you. You hear the shayla? What is the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv of bittul mekach, or is the chiyuv of hischayvus chadasha, new hischayvus, a big nafkamina, tremendous nafkamina? It's my chiyuv from January when I sold it to you, and now that it's undone, I owe you from January. Or is Machiyah from April? In April, when they took it away from you, at that time it creates a new Eschaibus, so now I have to give you money. If the price of the land changed between January and April, there'll be a very big Nafkamina. I sold you a piece of land for $1 million. The prices went down. And by the time the Baal Chayv took it, it was worth $900,000. What do I owe you? If you say that it's a bittul of the original Mecca, I owe you the original $1 million. If you learn that it's a new eschaivus, I'm guaranteeing you your loss. When the person took it away from you, you have a loss. Then I have to give you $900,000. $9 million. So that's the shaila. I don't know how you go about figuring out the answer to it. In Svara, it's very hard. Which way is more mistaver? It's more hard to. Huh? How do you understand Afi Svara? I tell you something about Chayas. How do you understand? what's happening to me? I saw, not me, I don't want to say our money, but Reuven sold Shimon a piece of character for $1 million. Reuven also owes his malva $1 million. Comes April, in the middle, he comes and he takes it away. It's only worth $900,000. He takes away a $900,000 field. I still owe the malva the other $100,000. So what should be? Who should take the loss of the 4 months that it went down in value?
Gemara says, Amar Bayer Ruben Shmuel Chol Hashem Bachrayis. And the half meaning in the Gemara that he should be able to tell him La Bal Farm the FDF. Yeah. If it's a bittul of the Machreya, I suppose half meaning, there wouldn't be such a half meaning.
I saw something in Bachrayis, and I saw something in Bachrayis. The Gemara says, I'm a Baltover, because I'm a Baltover, it's a bittul nekah. No, but we said the Havamina, I'm not a Baldover, is because I don't stand to lose any money.
So I said, you're not even dealing with Shimon anymore, you're dealing with Reuven. If it's a bittul of Machreyas, you're not even dealing with Shimon, shouldn't even be dealing with Shimon.
It's a catch 22. Once he takes it away from him, then it's a bittul mekah. Before he takes it away, it's not a bittul mekah. Is that true? At the time he goes to Bez, then the karka belongs to Shim. If he takes it away, that'll be mevatel the mekah. We'll turn on Mafreya. But not at the time he goes to Din Torah. At the time he goes to Din Torah, he's doing a Din Torah with Shimon. It's just going to turn out that way for Reuven, which could be pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara says that Alai Hoda.
If it was a lot of them, I'm afraid it makes a lot of sense. If it had been a lot of them.
But I don't think it's Mokhruch. I don't think it's Mokhruch. Because the Gemara Taka says Alai Hoda.
That's not going on. And that's what I'm saying. There, you might have had a lot of them. You have a lot of mine. It's not true because, say, say, then go fight with Reuven anyway.
Right here. He's being revatal by Mecca, so I'm about to offer. I stand to lose. That's really Gemara's teret that I stand to lose. The Gemara's teret is I stand to lose from it. That means the Havamina that the Gemara was saying that in this mice I don't stand to lose anything. I don't have money.
The Havamina is just a shipment.
Because Reuven doesn't stand to lose from this deal, because Reuven is penniless anyway.
So it's Reuven going to lose, even though it wasn't with Mecca. Saif Saif Reuven going to lose.
But it could also be that Saif Saif, it's a bittul Mecca. Because really, on a bittul Mecca, Reuven is not going to lose anything. Because he doesn't have money to pay. So I would think he's not a Baldover. So commercial land, if it's a lie harder, it's enough to make him a Baldover.
Well,
Harish,
shouldn't be a bit sale because. If when the person comes to take away the field, Reuven has money and he wants to take the field,
right,
how
so
could it be dependent on whether he has money or not?
I could walk you.
Say it's not a good sale,
right?
And then it goes on my prayer. Then how is it dependent on whether he has money or not?
It's not dependent. We just talked about Gemara's having it. My answer is that doesn't depend on that because it's my argument. So you're going to come back to them anyway. How can that depend? I mean, the case is always he doesn't have money. So if he has money, then you don't go to the kuzis.
Right, that's my point. If you have money, then you're not going to the kuzis.
Right.
Then it should be.
Just talking always that he doesn't have money.
According to the shadow, when does it become a good sale?
In January, I sold it to him. He gave me money in January. I spent all that money there. Now in April, the Lakuchis are coming to take it away from him. The Vachay is coming to take it away from him, from the person who bought it. So the question is, at this moment, are we mevatel the sale of Mafreya? Or at this moment, are we having new Eschaivis? What's happening at this point in April? Why? If I make a sale conditional, I could always be mevatel it. If I sell you something on a condition that it doesn't rain tomorrow, so we'll find out tomorrow. Every tonight, that way. If Achrayus is a type of Tanai, then yes. If you want Achrayus, then you can't do that. The Rebbe Chanan has a few, Chelek Beis Rebbe Chanan has a few pieces on our Perek. He's Peshit Briskerov Shaila, the footnote there brings that to Shaila and Briskerov, from Taisvis, the end of Taisvis Mishahirzik. Taisvis there asked let him give back the karka. So Tosfos answered in the second Teretz that once Yatsu Alav Eiririm, the karka is not worth what it was worth initially. Whatever the karka was worth initially, it's not worth now. It went down in value, because once Eiririm come, that's the derech that it goes down in value. Yet, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mishihir Zikba, the Gemara says Mishihir Zikba Eini Yachal Azabai, and the Gemara says Davka Shalai Bachrayis, Ava Bachrayis Loi. Gemara says that if it's all Bachrayis, you could be Chayzer when Eirim come. I bought a field, I didn't pay for it yet. Eirim come. So if it's Shalai Bachrayis, I'm stuck with it. If it's Bachrayis, I can tell the person I'm giving to you back. I'm giving it back to you. How can I say I'm giving it back? The price went down. I bought a $1 million field. Now, I didn't pay for it yet, but I made a kinyan. So I owe him now the cash. The kinyan is final. Here's the club. I did a kinyan. I walked around. It's my field. But it's all Bachrayis. Eirim come. When the Eirim come, my field suddenly went down from $1 million to $900,000. So the Gemara, Bachrayis, like, Bachrayis, you can give it back. How can I give it back? I'm giving back now a $900,000 field. I owe him $1 million, I bought the field. And I was Hizikba, the $1 million sale is over. But since Bachrayis, I can give it back. You see from this Gemara that you could undo the original Mechira. So the Gemara is saying, I'm giving back the original Karka, and I'm getting off the hook with it. It's Bachrayis. So I should just give back the original character. It's worth $900,000. So we see that it's not, a chrayis is not a new eschayis. If it's a new eschayis, then when Eirim come and the price goes down, it should be my loss. If Eirim come, the price goes down, I should have a loss for it. Right? We're not talking that Eirim took it. Right? It's not Ahvi Tirfach v'shalom loch. Just Eirim, so the price went down. So yet the Gemara says, I'm a bachrayis, I can give it back. Even though I was cutting it already. We see that if I get a $1 million field and I have to pay for it, if it's Bachrayis, I can give it back when the field went down in value.
But maybe
so we see
it's
a
different
mecca.
What? Maybe it's different here because it wasn't his to sell in the first place.
No, once Bezdin paskins that it wasn't his to sell, I get all my money back. It's a shy. The question is,
or maybe since
when they're only
Irish. The
first
place, since he was in the first place, so the whole sale.
It was his. It was his. If it wasn't his, we say Achbi Tirfach Vashalomach. If it wasn't his, it was taken away, then I'll pay you for it. But that's not the case. The case isn't that it's not his. The case is the Irim. Bezdin didn't say it's not his. Just the Irim, that itself makes the value go down. That's what Taisus is saying at the end of the Taisus. If the other people took it away, then it's worth zero to the original owner. It just means that the Irim, nobody wants to buy a field that the Irim on. So the price went down. And yet, I can return the field. Why would the other person say, look, the Irim are liars. The price went down, it's your loss. So you see, he can't. We see that Achrayis is a bittel of the original Mekach. It's the original Mekach's bottle. It's ice. Achrayis
is not coming to play it.
So why is he going to say Achrayis? Why? Honey, Dafka Shalai Achrayis, you can't give it back. Oh, Achrayis, you bought a Achrayis. They didn't give it back right away. So we see the Gemara Nemzon there. It does go into play. What does Rashi say? Rashi's Lashon is... See Rashi's Lashon? The third line. Hayel v'soifei Lazar alav. When it's Bachrayis... I understand, but that's the Svara that Achrayis comes. No, Rashi explained the other Svara. Right? The Ikdiyami says Afil Achrayis, it's no good. So Rashi explained, why should it be good? Which is the svara that you should be able to give it back. The second lashon holds, but the svara of Yochel Azabai is, okay, this is the sort of the end for now of the sugya. The Gemara now has a small sidetrack, a detour. to the halachis of Yerusha, of Yarshim. Let's see, the Gemara, Amar Avasi, Safim Harim Kakakala Mai Hilchasa, Elaim Linyameta, Hainu Rafuna, Ella Lishne Achim. Totally different case, nothing to do with the previous sugyas, as to Shibudim, and nothing to do with the previous sugyas. Shnei Achim Shechalku. Now, two brothers could divide two ways. Either one takes kesef, one takes karka, or they divide everything. So Gemara talks about both hechetimtzes. If one took karka, one took kesef, baval chayv enotel karka, ozal chayv shokol palgak safim behadei. So you can go and get reimbursed. The Gemara says, pshita, hay bra, hay lav bra. Of course you could. They're both brothers. So each one is responsible for the father's chayv. So therefore, each one has to take an equal loss in the father's chayv. It's funny. The first lashon says it's pshita. The second lashon says vakeret. Ikedi amri. Adar avol leidach kisa. Dom leilav yishakik safim. Why not take cash? Imidnevi lo mishtal amna. There's a downside to cash. Cash could be stolen. If my cash got stolen, lo mishtal amna minach. I wouldn't ask you for the money back. Lo yishak lo sara. Imitafel lo mishtal minach nidi minoy. You could tell them, look, each of us took our chelik with our risk. So it can't be talking that one took kesef, one took karkas. There's nothing to talk about. Elish neyachim shecholku, they divided mamish. Divided the father, divided the kesef, divided the karka. And then, ba ba chayv and not al chelka shalech in the end. So what's the case? The Baal Chayv took karka from one. Now why can we tell the Baal Chayv take half the karka from one brother, half the karka from another brother? So that is not mechayivta. What? The one that Ratzim is Zagayv, Ratzim is Zagayv. Even though here it's two brothers who have the same chayvus, not two different chayvus, it's both really the same chayvus. It's all the fields I'm ashubid. Well, certainly he does not mechayivta to take two half fields. He can take one whole field. And it may look. So the Gemara is going to say, we'll learn the Gemara tomorrow, that it depends if Achim Shacholku Lekuchei Sein or Achim Shacholku Yarshim Heim. I just want to introduce the Machlaikis, explain the Machlaikis, and tomorrow we're going to learn the Gemara. The Gemara of Achim Shacholku Lekuchei Sein or Yarshim Heim is a Lamdish Hashaylam. Let's say a man dies and he leaves over two pieces of real estate. So the minute he died, who does the real estate belong to? Who does the real estate belong to? Every bit belongs to both of them. Right? Every bit of the Yerusha belongs to everybody. Right? That's the unique status of a Yerusha. You call it a Shutfis, but even if you don't call it a Shutfis, a Yerusha belongs totally to all the brothers. Later, then that's no shayla. The minute he dies, everyone owns everything. Later, the brothers divide. The brothers say, listen, this piece of karka is worth this amount, this is worth this amount. You take one, I'll take one, we'll be even. Now, what happened at that moment that the brothers didn't? The easy way to say is, Achim Shekolchu Lekuchei Sein. They're just like any two partners. Lekuchei Sein means the two brothers owned both pieces of land, the shutfis, and they did a business deal. They have an agreement that if you'll, I'll sell you my stake in this one. What? Assuming there's no bechar, it'll be the same thing. One's a bechar, so one will get 2/3, and one will get 1/3. So he has more, but the it's exactly the same shadow of how it works. I could say the same thing. One's a bechar, one's not. So one took 2/3, one took 1/3. What's a pshat? What? No, you could have a shut if one is 10%, a shut for one. So, the kuchai say means simply, till now we owned everything to shut this. From now on, I own my land, you own your land. In fact, to learn Yarshim Heim is a very big chiddush. It's a chiddush answer. Yarshim Heim means that when we divide the karka, the two brothers divide the karka, we neman that Mishari Shaina originally, it's like it's a glowing muscle of Mafreya, that Reuven yashin this piece of land, and Shimon yashin that piece of land. This, which until now we consider them shutfim in every piece of land, is not true. It was true till then. But now, it's igloi milsa lemafreya that the Yerusha was, this goes to Reuven and this goes to Shimon. This is his Yerusha, that's his Yerusha. And it turns out, he never owned a piece of the other person's karka. He never owned the land that that belongs to the other person. Now how does that work? I say that's called Breira. The Rishayim say, this is actually a Mashmaya HaGemara, the Rishayim say that this works with the rule of Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira and Ein Breira is a machlokes in numerous places in Shas. And Breira means that things are Mizbarer Limafreya. That things that are Mizbarer today are Chal Limafreya from yesterday. Okay, an example of Breira. The Gemara has a case, it's Shabbos, and I want to have wine. I have a bottle of wine that's Tevel. On Shabbos, you don't separate Truma. So I say on Shabbos, Shnei Lugin Shani Osid Lahafrish Lamachar should be Truma from today. I can't physically separate it now, it's Nirka Masakin. So I just say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. But Shnei Lugin Shani Asir B'Hafish L'Machar should be as if I separated it today. And then I drink it. If you hold Ein Breira, it doesn't work. Because today it's Teva. Tomorrow it will become nice Teva. If you hold Yesh Breira means that I could do it tomorrow and it's Chal as if I did it today. Retroactively, L'Mafreya, it's Ki'ilu, it was Chal now. Okay, or another example. Gemara has an example of Breira, the case where a person says, I'm putting out two Erev Tchumen, one towards this city, one towards that city. And a person can't have two Erev Tchumen. But he says, tomorrow on Shabbos, I'll decide if I want to visit my uncle in this city or my uncle in the other city. I'll decide tomorrow. So if you hold Ein Breira, you can't decide tomorrow. And Erev has to be Chal Ben Hashmashis. All Erev Tchumen, you can't make Erev Tchumen in all the Shabbos. Has to be Chal Ben Hashmashis. So the Gemara says, if you hold Yesh Breira, so then tomorrow you could decide, I want to go to this and this city. And retroactively, it's as if you decided that Ben Hashmashis. If you hold Ein Breira, then you can't do it. Because it has to be Chal Ben Hashmashis. You have to make up your mind Ben Hashmashis. So you understand what's happening? What's happening by Breira is that something that's true today becomes undone tomorrow. Today, the two brothers are shutfim in all of the karka. And if you hold Yesh Breira, which means Achim Sheyarchu Yarshim Heim, L'shel Cholku Yarshim Heim, what we're saying is that when I do it tomorrow, it's Batul L'Mafreya. When I do it tomorrow, it comes out of L'Mafreya, we will never shutfim in the second piece of karka. It never happened. Tomorrow, it's a Gloy Milsa that Mishari Shaina, it was the karka, this karka was mine, and this karka is yours. Now, why there should be such a thing as Breira, just Dama Alachim Shem Sinai, there's Svara to it, so we'll get into that a little tomorrow. But to understand the Machlaitis of Achim Shalavku, Shechalku, Lepuchai Sein, or Yarshim Hein, it's impossible to understand the Tzad of Yarshim Hein unless you understand Breira. Because Yarshim Hei Mechayr makes no sense. Yarshim Hei means that when the father died, I Yarshim this. That's not true. When the father died, I didn't know what I was going to get. So without the concept of Breira, you can't understand Yarshim Hei. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about this Machlaikis about Breira. And we get also the Ravasi, the bottom Taisus, the small Taisus in the bottom line. That Taisus, you see the Maram, the Rishash, the Yeshua. There's a Rav Shimon on it and a Rav Chanan on it. So you have really a lot of Maramakindus on that, on the bottom Taisus, and that hopefully will do it.